Yo, this is the Elon Marley podcast. So number 8, hosted by your boy Crypto Roots and Everything Currency. How you doing, brother?
What up, man? How's it going? Are we already on episode 8, man?
Episode 8, man. It happens fast. This game moves fast. It's trying to keep up. It's a full-time job, man. We're doing you, all you listeners, we're doing you a service. We're doing you a service. Shoot us some bread. We're going to have our ETH addresses below in the description. Shoot us some ETH, man, for staying on top of the game, right? We yo backs, you know what I'm saying? We looking up for yo back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everything is much appreciated. Goes towards bringing you this, trying to condense down everything that happens on a day-to-day into 1 week is just crazy, trying to keep up with this.
Yeah.
It'll take
let's get the ads out the way. Let's get the ads out the way. So what you got for sale? Let them know real quick.
Yeah, go ahead and hit me up. I got the Telegram group going, the traders group going. You can get into that thing very cheap. Go ahead and shoot me an email at everythingcurrencycrypto.com or everythingcurrencycrypto@gmail.com, and go ahead and get into that trading group. Everybody is in that thing working together. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and let them know what you got going, Roots.
You know, me and you always got the mentorship on deck. Plus, we do dual mentor. If you want to hear both of us and just both get both our sides of the game, you know what I'm saying? Just so you can have a stronger, you know, two doctors' opinion, you know what I'm saying? Two crypto doctors' opinion. Also, if you want to become a blockchain developer, learn about smart contracts and learning how to program and code, I do in personal tutors through Zoom. So also we're coming out with our own token, Elon Marley token. So keep an eye out for that. And we'll be coming out some crypto t-shirts as well. And, you know, also just feel free to donate to us. You know, it just means a lot. If you shoot us some gas money, we got you. Trust me, we got you. And also I have a private crypto chat group for my platinum mentees. Jay is also in there. Everything Currency is also in there. So it's cost about 50 Roots coins. Links are going to be in the description. You can buy Roots coin off Uniswap and just shoot. It's about 50 Roots coin a month. And I'm telling you, we drop heavy gain. We always got your back. It's honest, you people. And then you can also join his Telegram group and just pick up even more game. I'm telling you, it's all about mastermind. This private chat.
Mastermind. It's all about getting the mastermind on. There's no way you can keep up with everything in this market by yourself. Don't even try.
Yeah. And you also don't want to lose the quality of just having anyone show up and spam and troll and nah. Like, people who show up are actually invested. Everyone's paying to be there. So everybody's respectful.
Exactly. So that's the main reason. That's the main reason why I had to charge for the group. You know, I don't want people in there just shilling anything. We got to have people in there who are really dedicated and who are ready to, like, you know, put their money in their mouth and do it legitly.
And to kind of segue into what I want to talk about, that's kind of new jobs. That is the new job for a lot of these DeFi. It's just being a full-time moderator for the Telegram or Discord. That's a full-time job.
Full-time.
You got hundreds, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Hundreds of people coming in and out, asking things. It takes a different type of person. It's like a hospitality job online, bro. Like, yes, you think you just get paid to chat? No, I mean, you get paid to actually help people learn about the ecosystem and learn, you know. So that is a full-time job. So if you stay at home and you just be in chat talk, you're not making money, you need to start leveling up, right? You need to meet me and everything up. We'll show you right that, you know, get you paid. At least start becoming a regular. It's about becoming a regular, right?
Yeah, it's like every single project has
going to the bar all the time. Say again?
No, I was just telling them, like, every single project, DeFi project or not, has a Telegram group where, you know, it'd be 10,000, 5,000, 20,000, 30,000 people in there, and they need to moderate those chats. And, you know, that's what these, if it's decentralized, that's what these treasuries are for, you know?
Facts. So it's like going to a bar you always hang out at. Not that I go to bars, but it's like, you consistently go to the bar. You end up being cool with the bar teller. You know, you stay a little late. You help them clean up a little bit. You kind of just contribute just because they cool. And eventually, like, you start working at the bar or you start talking to the owner. Like, that is just, once you become a regular in the chat, certain people start recognizing your consistency and your behavior, your work hustle. And I'm telling you, opportunities come your way if you become a regular, right? Instead of going and drinking all every night, just show up in the Discord chat and talk about crypto and trading. And see, and I guarantee you, sooner or later, that'll lead some money to you, you know?
For sure. For sure, for sure. So, leading into... All right,
brother. What do you just... Yeah, let's get in. What do you what's on your mind, brother? What's on your mind, man?
Man, first, I don't even know where to start. Okay, where should we start?
You know what? Let's start with the bad news first. The dirty needy, these fucking rug pulls, bro.
Oh man, let's these talk fucking about rug pulls. Let's talk about
it. I never heard of Brie. Like,
really?
I never heard of it till today. And I'm telling you, it was like an imminence wreck for people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Tell me, well, what do you know? Share Brie with us.
Well, Brie was CB Dell, and Brie was supposedly going to be a big project. You know, it was shielded by some of the people. Like, for example, I don't know if you know Chico Crypto. Like, Chico Crypto talked about Brie. You know, some big YouTubers were looking into that project, and I was invested in there. Luckily, I wasn't invested too much, you know, luckily, but man, it still hurts.
I mean, what was there, like, what, if you don't mind, like, your interview, you got rugged.
we
both did that. What was their value proposition? What was their selling point? Yeah, everything's a DAO and everything's a token, but what made Brie? Why did people ape in so hard?
Because it was supposed to be like the platform that was gonna allow projects to launch their DAOs. You know what I mean? I don't know if you heard of like Mantra DAO. I don't know if you heard.
I've heard of it. I don't know much about it, to be honest.
Pretty much similar to that. Hold on, let me go to the website real quick so I can refresh my mind. But it's like, man, everybody just was like, oh, this project is going to be it. You know, for me, I was staking the coins. I had about, I think I put about one ETH in when it was, when ETH was only about $300 or something like that. And it had a nice pump. It had a nice run up and all that. But man, this was one that nobody ever expected to be a rug because, you know, a lot of coins, it's just, you can tell, like, if it's a degen coin or something like that, you know, you people looking through the code. But supposedly this one had a bunch of partnerships and everything and all this kind of stuff. So,
and audits.
Yeah, and audits. And,
right.
You know, audits and just big names, big people throwing a ton of money in there.
And guess what else? Guess what else it had?
What?
Well, what was the fly in the pudding? Anonymous devs.
Yeah, that's one of the
anonymous
things.
Anonymous devs. Does it ring a bell?
Yeah, that's one of the things that I always devs. Tell. Oh, that's shit. One of the things that everything I always tell people. Legit. Yeah, that's one of the things that I always tell people. Like, that's why for me, it was like, I seen people who put $100,000 talking about I lost $100,000 in XBRI. I'm like, bro, why would you, in BRI actually, it's like, why would you put $100,000 into a token with anonymous devs? Like, I went in with one ETH, you know, like, that to me, that was just crazy.
So I've been wrecked. My situation was wrecked, was different, but I understand the feeling of losing a lot of money.
Yeah.
I guess in a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. So, but with that being said, I'm recognizing a pattern here.
Mm-hmm.
And the pattern I'm recognizing is psychological. Mm-hmm. I don't know any of these people who are getting wrecked.
Yeah.
But I see that the pattern is shill, echo chamber, buzzwords. You know what I'm saying? Meme accounts, memes, Discord, build a community. I'm telling you, like, if I wanted to start, me and you start a rug pull, I mean, literally, yeah. Just write down what it would take and just kind of make it look legit, right? We'll have all these decentralized DAO funding account. Treasury. I mean, it's typical at this point.
Yeah.
That I can't blame people because at the end of the day, they just don't really understand what this technology is about. And once you're on crypto Twitter, you get a whole, and a lot of these Twitter accounts actually are early investors or developers or whatever, thinking that people think that they're regular people. No, those are just spam accounts spamming their fucking token.
Yeah.
Right? I, you know, and
There's a lot of tokens like that nowadays.
These people aren't even real people. There's just one account. Like, that's what they're hired to do. Spam.
Yeah. So it's like for me. Yeah, it's like for me. It's like looking at all that. It's like, of course, it's like, man. The main thing is, look, do not invest into coins where you don't know who the devs are. Like, if it's some Pokemon as the thing, you know what I'm saying? You don't even have a white paper. See, that was the difference with Esbri. There was so much development shown in the project that you're like, wait, how is this even a rug pull if all this work was put in? But I guess it was all fake. You feel me? So at the end of the day, that's why a lot, that's why people got wrecked harder with this one than other ones, because this is like, you know, a project that had been updating regularly, you know, putting things together, it seemed like, and then all of a sudden it was like, nope, shoop, like before the token goes down even more, we're gonna take our money and run.
Starting to feel like say again, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. You're getting cut off a little bit. What'd you say?
I'm starting to feel the market sentiment of DeFi. I feel like it's becoming an urban area, right? Mm-hmm. It's becoming slowly urbanized, and there's been a few gunshots every now and then. Like, we can't stay out late. Like, you know, people, because these rug pulls just make the whole environment unsafe, you know? I feel like it's becoming a little ghetto.
Yeah.
Some of these, you know, it's just like, how can you trust it? Like, damn, it's
you're
just,
like,
hey, I don't want to send my kid to school, you know? Like, you know?
Right, that's the one of the things. It's like everybody's like, "Hey, where should I put my money at?" I'm like, "Man, don't ask me, man. I ain't trying to, don't be putting your money."
Yeah, it's gotten to the point where I'm sticking with my safe plays right now.
Right, just exactly.
On my safe plays instead of taking all this risk with all these new plays. You feel me?
Yeah, there's too much risk involved with, like I said, it comes down to a couple things, you know what I mean? You got to really do your research. Make sure you don't have these anonymous devs running around. Like you said, like when people were shilling me a bunch of projects, you know, I had videos where I was like, hey, show me your projects and I'll talk about them. And every single website was the same. You feel me? I'm like, what the hell? Like everything was saying, decentralized, fast, whole bunch of transactions per sections, staking, you know, like all this stuff. Yes. And I'm like, no. What are y'all developing though? Why would I want to stake the tokens? What's the platform going to be used for? Like, what's the token even going to be?
Here's a little tip. Here's a little tip for the audience. Words you have not heard before.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yield aggregator? What the fuck is yield aggregator? It's called urine finance. A yield optimizer? Like, look, pay attention to those words that you haven't heard before. What's credit delegation? What's real world assets? Like, what are you talking about when these words that are new, fall down the rabbit hole with these new words, and then I'm telling you, you may find the value proposition. Because that's something a little new. It just may be a little bit, but that may be something legit, right? But a lot of scammers and like they like to use words familiar with. So that's what should have some like, all these words I already get. So some words I don't get, and let me find out why I don't get those words, and maybe I can see why it's valuable potentially, right? Because scammers aren't going to use a bunch of. I mean, no, they want the common person to just fall right into it, right?
Right. Yeah, they're not going to put a whole bunch of it's funny.
Words people.
I saw a YouTuber who's actually pretty funny. He was like, you know, he's like, I like that. He was going through a project on his page. And he said, you know, I like this project because there's a whole bunch of smart shit on here. Like, you know, a whole bunch of words I don't understand. A whole bunch, you know, when you see a whole bunch of smart shit, you know that it's more, you know, when you go to a certain page and it's just like, make more money, stake your coins, you know. Like, and you're like,
it's like fucking Chuck E. Cheese,
like, you know, you see rockets on the website, you're like, all right, nah, like, these they ain't worried about no type of regulation,
I mean,
you know, none of that.
Word, and so stay safe out there. And I'm gonna slowly start talking about crypto insurance, that's a big topic. And but at this point in the game. You got to start having that in your budget, right?
For sure.
That's the next step, level up, is to slowly. I mean, the crypto insurance thing is confusing. It's not fashionable. I plan on doing it, making it fashionable. but there's got to be a way where people can easily purchase some insurance that to just like some crypto Geico, like, you feel me? Like, just some, let me pay $25 a month and let me just, like, you know, protect against some of this shit, because it's, so I see that as a necessary need in the community, is your understandable way of purchasing crypto, right?
But, yeah, for sure.
Insurance is a bit confusing. Now, the biggest one is, I want to save for later, but let's get into this Wi-Fi FUD, right? Let's get into it. Let's get into it. So I didn't think there was any FUD, but apparently there was some toast on the bread, okay? There was some toast
on the bread. Okay, explain the FUD to me, because honestly, I didn't really pay attention to the FUD at all. I was looking at the chart. So explain to me, like, what people were actually tripping off of.
Well, first of all, that Blue Kirby sold his Wi-Fi at the bottom, pretty much, people are saying. But he's saying, nah, I have a public address and I wanted to move my funds off of that. So I just sold my funds and then I did something else with it. So that was like when people were like tracking other people's accounts, saying, yo, another couple devs sold off.
Okay.
So that obviously, you know, spiced up a little things. And then, like, these are actually like groups of people who are actually looking to port Wi-Fi. So they're spreading hella fun. Andre got sick. Andre's depressed. Andre walked away from the, and then it's just like, yo, none of that's fucking true. But that's what that devs are, none of that's true. He's just not fucking talking. He's working. Yeah. So that's the small amount of FUD, and that kind of got crushed out pretty fast within, you know, 24 hours. But it just goes to show that, first of all, the community's fucking hella sensitive, and if scammers and people who are short in the market are going to spread any kind of FUD, they'll take advantage of any opportunity, right? As soon as they see a hint of what's happening to Andre, they'll be like, all right, cool, let me see if I can take advantage of this and scare at least one third of the community and then short that shit, right? And then just try to see if I can come up, right? Like, this is the game. This is the game. This is the game. Mm-hmm. So, and now that I want to bring that up, I know this is kind of, so that was essentially the price. But what I do want to ask for you on cautionary, just for caution, not to call you out there in front of everybody, but just for everybody, just because you see something go down, just wait. And wait, you know, because you may scare somebody else's bags, right? Mm-hmm. That's really sensitive. So somebody like, damn, Jay, I need to, and they won't even look. They'll just trust your FUD and your opinion and your status, and then you may scare off some people, and they'll be like, oh, no, there was no FUD, da-da-da. So it's always caution. Sometimes when the price does, you just kind of have to wait before you just start notifying people, you know, because I was like, damn, should I sell my Wi-Fi? Because Jay just told me it was rugged. Damn. And I was like, hold on. No.
No, I was wondering if it was rugged, because somebody hit me up. Somebody hit me up and was like, yo, liquidity on Wi-Fi has been pulled. And I was like, what? And since I know that you're a big Wi-Fi fan, that's why you're the first person I hit up and was like, yo, did Wi-Fi just get
pulled? I was like, what? But you see how it's like a chain? An event. And if nobody really like, look. But there's just way too much bullish news. And I've actually started paying more attention to Wi-Fi governance than really any other form of governance right now. This shit is actually mind-blowing. And I don't want to – if you got to hit me up for the mentorship. If you want to understand Wi-Fi on the deep, deep level, how the game works, where these vaults are going, what's this – like, it is actually very impressive, right? So I would be kind of traumatized if Wi-Fi were to have rugged or pulled or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It will really put a stain in the game for me, but I have a lot of faith in them. And I don't have faith because I want my bags to go up. Everybody wants their bags to go up. I have faith in the fact that they're innovating so tremendously and they're actually including, they're consuming every other project that emerges. Any project that emerges that has any legitimacy, it's about to be consumed or is already connected to Wi-Fi. So you're seeing the octopus, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's where the bullish news is. And it's understandable. I mean, you can't have something be so big and not have FUD about it. I mean, you can't have Tesla on the market and not have people wanting to short Tesla or saying it's a scam or da 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 da. Or, you know, well, like
the thing that's is that I want people to understand, like the thing that people have to understand is that, listen, the charts are always going to do what they do. And the problem with the news is that the news has to come up with a narrative, right? They have to come up with a reason. People want to know, hey, how come the price goes down? If you're not really a trader and you don't really look at charts, then there's something that you have to understand. Like, these charts move in waves. Nothing goes straight up and nothing goes straight down. You know what I mean? It moves in waves. It moves in waves on the minutes. It moves in waves on the seconds. It moves in waves in the hours, the months, the years. That's just what it does. So when you're looking at the news or when you're hearing people on Twitter and they're saying, oh, why did the price go down? They're making up every excuse in the book. I'm seeing people say, oh, it's because of Trump tweet. Oh, it's because of this and that. And it's because of this and that. And I sit there and tell you, like, hey, look, I'm looking at the chart. And I told you guys 2 weeks ago that it was looking like it was about time for us to cool off for a little bit on the macro scale. You know what I mean? And there's certain rules that go along with charting and everything like that. And you can see, like, I'm looking at the Wi-Fi chart right now, and you can see that when something goes up so high, it usually has about a 50% retrace, and that's what we're seeing, you know, in all of the coins. So it's like when you see literally just because these coins started to retrace, all type of bearish news comes out. When the price goes up, all type of bullish news comes out. And projects actually know this. You know what I mean? Projects want to release the news when they see that their chart is getting close to a breakout or when they see that their chart might be going up soon. Of course, they want to help the catalyst. You know what I mean? A lot of the, not in a bad way, but a lot of the devs are the biggest bag holders. So they want the project to do good. That's why they're working hard. You know what I'm saying? So it's like don't really pay attention to a lot of the FUD in the market at times, you know, because it's going to come out anytime the chart is going down. I mean, we just came out of a super bear market and you've seen all type of FUD through that whole 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
Let's point out, there's a difference between FUD and a rug. A rug, it's a done deal. The bank got robbed. Yeah.
It's already done.
The dude already took the shit and it's a wrap.
Yeah.
FUD is, it's all up in the fucking air. Yeah, I mean, it could be anything. In fact, it has no substance when it comes to actually the money going up or the money going on. A rug is a rug. It's done. It's a wrap. You don't have to contemplate anymore, right?
Yeah. FUD, that's a scam. It's a scam. Confusion. Like a rug is a scam. Well, call it what it is. It's a damn scam. You just got scammed. So that's it. If you have a legit project, then that's not a scam. Then you just look at the price. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just want to point that out because I've been seeing a lot of FUD come out this week just because we've been having kind of it's like we went up for about 2 months straight and everybody was hitting the euphoria stage and the price had to retrace and, you know, people had to take some profit, you know, and stuff like that. And there's been all type of FUD that's been coming out ever since then. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't expect this game to get any easier for people who are amateur, people who don't. Yet you have to level up in your skills and understanding. Be willing to submit. Be willing to admit that you really have to go within on some thin shit to really get an advantage of this market. Otherwise, it will consume you and eat you alive. And that's all I can say, because you're seeing so many accounts that have all the followers getting wrecked. Getting wrecked. Like, you're an influencer. How can you get wrecked so hard? I saw a tweet today about one account. His name is Jeff. He's got his own coin, a bunch of followers, and literally separate, right? Rug pull. I bought an irresponsible amount of Brie. That was his tweet 7 hours before. 7 hours later, all cap letters. We're gonna hunt autonomous developer. I know, like, all screaming, right? And it's like, yo, bro, like you just admitted that you bought an irresponsibly large amount, right? Irresponsibly large amount, and then now you want to go legal. That's my biggest thing.
That's the thing that I hate the most. That's the thing that I hate the most.
And then you want to go legal?
No.
You want to go legal. And I guarantee you, you get yourself in the foot if you go, because they're going to be like, well, how much other crypto have you got and have taxes you haven't paid on now that you brought it to our attention?
Nah, right? That's just like, I hate
someone else arrested. You get hemmed up by the SEC. You get hemmed up, right?
Yeah, I hate how that was the main thing that I hated about any type of rug pull or any type of scam coin. Or like, look, you jumped into a coin because you knew it was risky and you expected a 10x in 2 days and it didn't work out. So now you want to go legal? Like, that's just disgusting to me. Like, that's like, bro,
it's so, man, like, you serious?
So first of all, like, that's like literally going to the casino, putting $1,000 on black, it hitting red, and then trying to sue the casino. Because, bro, what you're doing is, you know that you're like, literally people go in there and they're just like, oh yeah, Chad, you know, I just bought, you know, $50,000 worth of some random coin. I don't even know what it does. Ha 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 ha. And then, you know, 2 hours later, they're like, I'm going to hunt you down and I got people who know how to figure you out. And it's like, bro, shut up, like, go somewhere. It's like, that's why for me, it's like, bro, I literally put,
well, I mean,
it's like for me with Bree, it's like I literally put a little bit of profits from another coin into Bree. So that didn't work out. That's fine. You know what I mean? I invested in a ton of other coins. And when one of those coins pops, it's going to make up for my losses in Bree, you know, but I'm not going to do something stupid like, you know, invest and tell all my followers to invest in this coin that I don't even know who, you know, I don't know nobody behind it. Like, come on, man. And put some type of amount that's just not, you know.
And if you are gonna rug pull people millions of dollars, you best believe and, you know, understand that one day one of those motherfuckers are going to catch up to you.
Oh, yeah.
Right? One of those motherfuckers will hunt you down and they'll lose their mind, quit the crypto game, and just hunt you down for fucking up their life, right? Somebody just borrowed money or put their house on loan and then you rug pull them. Yeah, they may hunt you down and get you one day. So be.
Man, you're getting cut out a lot. Let me see if I can do something about that.
I'm that dead, man. I mean,
you there? You're getting.
I wouldn't be surprised if we heard some shit, some dev kidnapping over a rug pull. Not that I encourage it, but I wouldn't be surprised, man.
Yeah, you're cutting out a lot during that last section. Let me see if I can
do something about that. Here, let me use my data. All right, can you hear me better?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Cool.
Yeah, so just be mindful when you rug a bunch of people that you don't know. They may come up and catch up to you one day. Trust me.
Yeah, man. You ever been on you ever seen those things about the people on Xbox Live?
And nah.
And they're like, nah. Hey, man, F
like
you.
Swatted?
No, they're like, hey, man, F you. F your mama. You know, calling you all these names. And then they're like, Jonathan Lewis, who lives at 3822 Jackson Street. Your kids go to blah, 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 blah. And they're like, yeah. Oh, shoot. Like, I'm sorry, man. Let me stop talking smack. Like, you know, don't be thinking.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That stuff is too anonymous out there. There's
you want to be careful out there.
Yeah.
So another thing I wanted to bring up while we're on the topic of Wi-Fi, they just released a proposal about code of conduct. Mm-hmm. Should there be a code of conduct for all the different Wi-Fi ecosystems where it's not just the top devs that are trying to manage everything. It's just like all the moderators separately are their own independent communities, but they have a code of conduct, like literally a military state, like the way you're supposed to talk in the chat, the way with the community intentions and vibes and morals and how things should be dealt with and how people should be banned or all that shit. Like, should we, because they're saying without it, you're just going to have a bunch of random shit that's going to look bad, like immature, like fake or scammy to people who real serious investors. If you got all types of chads and degens showing, no code of conduct essentially. And because it's open source and it's decentralized, so that anybody can just show up and do. So they're trying to say like, yo, there's other software companies that have actually a code of conduct, React, Vue.js, again, all these other open source. This is how they handle, this is how they present things. This is their military style, essentially. And that proposal really, I'm like halfway split, because I can see where the benefit would come, but also I could see it being like almost militarized, right? Mm-hmm. All every part of Yearn Finance, almost being like a state type of entity. And I'm not quite sure about that, right? So yeah, that proposal is going to be a confusing one to vote on. But what are your thoughts about, you know, because if Wi-Fi does it, believe me, every other project is going to have some code of conduct, right? And we're back in almost like the surveillance state again, sort of, not really. But what are your thoughts on a code of conduct for decentralized autonomous organizations?
I feel like, yeah, definitely it's going to have to be something that like that has to happen. Not so much as where like what people are throwing their money in, like in meme coins or in random food coins, stuff like that, but more for like, if you're going to be voting on the, you know, voting on the protocol or deciding what the next moves are for the protocol is, you can't be some like degenerate, you know, who's basically trying to, like, for example, if somebody puts up a proposal, let's burn some coins. You don't want to have a bunch of degenerates in there who's like, yeah, let's just burn 90% of the supply because they want their bags to go up. You know what I mean? You want people in there who are kind of going to try to decide what's best for the protocol. You know, maybe people who actually have a certain amount of money involved or staked, you know, there's going to have to be something. But at the same time, I could see how there could be a concern about it just being like, how is this, you know, how is
militarized?
This, yeah, how is this really decentralized if someone has to kind of tell you how to act or tell you how to be? You know,
yeah, if I'm getting kicked out of the chat for just making a few jokes or a few memes or something, right? Or posting in the wrong channel on accident. Like,
you know, so like, that's one thing that I don't like about it, too. It's like you can be in a chat or a Discord or something like that, and you can have a legitimate question. Like, say there's some FUD about a project. And, you know, you go in there and you say, hey, I heard about this FUD. Is it true? And, of course, it's like at that point, you just want to know if it's true or not. This is your investment. You just want to know. You might get kicked out of the damn chat. You know, you're like, wow, I just got kicked out of the chat for asking a question, you know, and people just, oh, you know, that's FUD. We don't want to hear about it. You know, you're going to scare people, but it's at the same time, it's like, I might just be literally asking a legitimate question. And that's, you know, that's.
I was in the Shroom Finance chat, right? Because I'm not going to lie, I fucked up a little bit because, you know, learning like how to yield farm and all the pools and then sort of new projects, they don't have all the shit together. It's not, everything's not clear. So I kind of fucked up a little bit by making a small assumption, but the small assumption was kind of not really like clear.
Yeah.
So whatever, and I went and talked about it, and then I was kind of a little upset, like, yo, you guys got to put that on the website because that's a little misleading. And then I tell you, people after people were just like, yo, you know, take blame for yourself, trying to make fun of other people. You're a dumbass. You're a retard. You're stupid. Like, yeah, literally so many people. Even one of the mods were like, you're a dumbass, da-da-da, it says on the website. And then I'm like, all right, let me ask you guys a question. And then you're stupid, you're dumb. And I'm like, can I please ask you guys a question?
Right?
And then, you know, I was like, is that YETH pool on Uniswap? Is that a Uniswap token, the YETH pool? Doesn't on your site, it says Uniswap LP tokens are still getting rewards. And I finally like explained my question, and one of the moderators like, you know what? We'll change the wording. We're sorry. And I'm like, all right, well, like, don't blame, you know, don't. I was right. Like, you guys are a gang. All I had was a suggestion to kind of help and smooth. Like, yes, it's a little money, but I teach and have more of an influence in crypto than you guys who are just fucking calling me retard in the chat. So if I make a mistake and I create a suggestion trying to explain, then it's only to help the community. And I was like, I'm sorry, but I wasn't like, I'm sorry. I was like, you guys are a gang, not a community. I'm out of here.
You know, it's just crazy. Like, you can't even talk
like,
about
like, you got to regulate that shit. You can't just like gang up and say you're fucking stupid. It's dumb. Like, if someone's, it's like the proper response was, how could you have mistaken that? Because we thought we made it as clear. And if you, if it's not that clear, what ways can we make it clear so that other people other than you cannot, you know, like, that's how you improve.
Or just real quick. Hey, oh, sorry. I guess we were unclear. We mean this and this and that. That will easily solve the thing with one, you know, one simple thing. Or if other people in the chat would have just been like, oh, yo, what they at, you know, what they meant by that was this and this and that. You can see it right here. But literally, people get pissed off at you. They're like, you're spreading FUD, you idiot, blah, blah, blah. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, you know, it's like, I have a story about an exchange, bro. Like, I don't know if I'm going to call it out too, because I don't want people to get wrecked on it or anything. But like, Volume Exchange, like, I was in their chat for a minute. And, you know, I hadn't logged on to the exchange for a minute, you know, centralized exchange. So I don't really use them that much. You know, so I was like, let me log on here real quick. And when I logged on, I typed my password, and bro, they didn't do their security checks right, because literally when you type your password in, your password shows up in the address bar.
Whoa.
And I was like, you know how risky that is in crypto? Like, that's as risky as you can get. You're just giving your money away. You know, so I hit him up like, hey, can I talk to the admin? You know what I mean? Like, there's some security issues that I saw. I don't want to just shout it out in the group. You know what I mean? I don't want other people to panic and, you know, mess up their whole operation. I'm like, maybe I could just let them know quietly and they can just fix it quietly. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure it won't take long to fix, you know? And, bro, they kicked me out of the group. And then the dude goes, if you have a problem, then you're supposed to email the info dot whatever, whatever, right?
Yeah.
I was just like, damn, all right, for sure. And then I still felt like, you know, I don't want people to get wrecked, so let me send them the email anyway to let them know. Bro, no response, no nothing. Couple weeks later, I try to log into the exchange, same damn thing. I'm like, wow, bro, I'm not. So, yeah, I wouldn't mess with that. I wouldn't touch it, you know. It's just irresponsible. On the part,
I'd be like, fuck it, yo, hackers out there, I got a tip for you. Send me $25 of Bitcoin, you can hack this shit.
The thing is, like, is like, if they was gonna take the exchange wallet, I'd be like, cool, but they just gonna get people's wallets, you know. I don't want the people to get wrecked, you know what I'm saying? Like,
man,
people don't know how to manage their risk, and sometimes they put too much money in on stuff.
And I'm glad you brought that up. There, it disgusts me. And it disgusts me how there's still so much faith in centralized exchanges. It disgusts me.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the best traders, you know, just stuck on Binance. Binance this, Binance that. They just released this. They just released. Man, fuck Binance. That's not what this game's about, bro. And now you're stuck in the CDFi. The CDFi.
There's no such thing as CDFi. Every
person in the head that says that.
Who says that? Who made that?
No, that's the thing. Look that up on Twitter. That's been a thing for the last 2 months. Is CDFi. What
is centralized, decentralized? There is no such thing.
Dude, people are on drugs, bro. I'm telling you. People are on drugs, man. What? They don't want. They always want someone else to watch out for their money.
Hey,
they always want someone else to look out for their money. Like, what? I'm not here. Everybody, you could do what you want if you just listen. But come on, man. That's not what this game's about.
Yeah,
this decentralized exchanges that you can do shit with. Like, that you're always, you could make more. I don't know. Stop giving away your data. Stop letting other third parties own your cryptos. And man, stop having mommy and daddy play the crypto game.
Not your keys, not your coins, not your keys, not your coins. And not only that, like, you know, Arthur Hayes and that whole thing happened. We talked about that last time. And he sent out a tweet. He said, hey, CZ, he shouted out like CZ, the CEO of OKX and the CEO of KuCoin. You know, he was like, hey, don't laugh, stupid. You guys are next. Like, you know, it's like,
y'all niggas too. Y'all is niggas too.
Y'all's next. Don't think that this is, you know, don't
master's gonna come and get you.
Yeah, don't yeah, watch out. So yeah, be careful, my man, be careful. If you're out there on them, on any exchange, like I always say, don't keep your money on the exchange. Even on MetaMask, man, get you a ledger so you can go ahead and connect your ledger to your MetaMask.
MetaMask saying they coming out with a decentralized exchange on their wallet, bro. That's a big move up.
Mask token?
They didn't release that. That's just rumors.
But yeah, rumors about that.
Yeah, but they said they're coming out with token swaps, right? So that'll be interesting. But they take a fee though. That's what I heard. That MetaMask takes a fee, right? So you could actually do Uniswap better, you know? It's all a convenience and thing,
Yeah, because they're trying to compete. They're trying to compete with Uniswap. We'll see how they do the fees. Maybe they might have some like batching of transactions where they try to lower gas fees or something.
Yeah, and that being said, there's a lot of optimism with these layer two, CK rollups and op. I mean, that they look, they're saying that shit's about to be integrated. Some Vitalik's more bullish on layer one solutions than a whole layer two solution, such as ETH 2.0.
Yeah,
like so.
Well, he's also bullish. He's also bullish on a couple. He's also bullish, I heard, on ZK rollups or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So. Those are layer one solutions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So ZK rollups, all this other optimism, and those are layer one solutions. Optimistic rollups.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. ETH 2.0 is a layer two, right? That's thrown on top.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into these freaking idiots on crypto Twitter that just cannot, they're just conservative. BTC fucking ignorant maximalist. And it wouldn't matter. It really wouldn't matter because they're out there. But it matters because they have an influence of new people in this game. Yes. And they're gonna lead new people into like they don't understand the fucking game.
They're gonna miss many opportunities.
They already have.
The people who follow them are gonna miss so many opportunities just because these fools, for some reason, literally what it is at this point is just hate. Like they just hate.
Well, it's either two things: it's willful ignorance, right, or a scam. You've become so invested in your bag that, and you've influenced so many other people to come invest in their bags, right? How dare you even go to, like that, that's their ego that's propping them up.
Exactly. Right? And I'm just like, whoa. Like, for me, it's just like, bro, you see how Bitcoin is the first crypto, bro. And how could you not be bullish on the first smart contract platform?
And I mean, it almost seems like that was Bitcoin's like one of the legs of the structure, right? One of the pillars of the structure. We couldn't have had Ethereum if it wasn't for Bitcoin. Like, I don't see how you cannot respect both platforms.
Exactly.
Right? And I don't want to get too tribalist and get into the whole, I hope Bitcoin goes down just to, make those people feel stupid. I don't want to get into that because I hope Bitcoin goes up because I feel great.
Yeah.
Feel it would boost my bags too. Right. Still, I don't want to. But some people are like, you know what? I hope Bitcoin goes down because these fucking maxis, got to stick up their ass. And then now you're in another tribe. Right. Now
like, so I tweeted something out earlier today. I said, I figured it out. I said, maxis think that every token wants to be money or currency. So it's like, to me, that's just blissful ignorance. Like, if you're going to say Bitcoin and only Bitcoin, then you're deciding that you're saying, hey, I think blockchain is the most amazing technology in the world, but I believe that it can only be used for currency.
And it's not a great form of currency.
Not at all.
It's a deflationary currency.
Right.
It discourages spending.
Right.
Right. It encourages saving. So nobody wants to spend their Bitcoin now because
nobody
it'll be
wants
more
to spend
tomorrow.
Their crypto. Right. Nobody wants to spend their crypto. Nobody wants
services
to be the
and contracts guy. And agreements because the price is so volatile. It's vulnerable to economic shocks in the system. Like so there's reasons other currencies are out there, and there's, and if you really just take some time, like, you could see the value. It's just that these people seem like as if they're thought leaders, financial leaders, revolutionary leaders. But then it's like, how are you going to miss the biggest fucking target there is? How are you going to be so on target but miss the bullseye? Right. Like, how are you going
to you're literally choosing to look at 25% of the story only.
And you're like refusing. Have some of the most intelligent people telling you, hey, you sound stupid, bro. You sound stupid, right?
Right.
And for people who don't know, people who don't realize, you do not need a front-end website. For people with a front-end website, it's the website you log into from your client computer, right? That's called a front-end, the graphical user interface. All the little buttons that you see in the icons, it's called a GUI, a graphical user interface. You do not need that to interact with the blockchains, okay? Most people don't understand this. Some government can just go shut down your website. First of all, there's decentralized website hostings called Interplanetary Filing System. I host decentralized websites. Mm-hmm. I can do that for you as a service. All right. It's already out there. And there's more decentralized cloud storage. So to be like a government can shut down your website is just, it's nonsense. You don't understand about computers and hosting and technology. Now, with that even being said, And with that being said, you can actually interact with smart contracts directly. You can actually do that on Etherscan. You can you can do everything you can do without the graphical user interface. And the smart contracts live on the blockchain. The blockchain cannot be shut down. So yes, these projects, they can live forever, right? And maybe take a little bit more technical skill to interact with them without a front end, but they still exist and you still work and you can interact with them directly. Mm-hmm. This is for people who aren't aware and don't know. I'm letting you know the government just can't go shut down a website or stop a decentralized. It doesn't work that way. Okay.
Right. Not like if the government is going to shut down Ethereum, like if they say, oh, we're going to shut down Ethereum, like who are they going to arrest? How? Like who... They're going to shut down like a couple miners. They might try. That's why you see that the government right now, the only thing that they could try to do is limit our access. And that's why you see that a lot of the onboarding platforms, a lot exchanges. Of the exchanges.
That's the only ones they can headhunt.
That's the only ones that they can hunt. Anywhere where they're saying, hey, we're trying to take cash and turn it into crypto, that's where the government's all right. That's where we can get them because they can't stop the blockchain. And that's why you literally see, I don't know if you saw this news, but the chairman of the, I don't want to say which government body because I can't remember exactly which one, but one of the chairmen came out and said, if anybody wants to teach us how to tokenize assets, you know, we're game. We're all ready for it. You know, so they said, China's trying to do the same thing. All right, well, we need to hop on it. They say, hey, look, they're hosted a meeting. And I suppose Vitalik and some of those people are going to show up and, you know, they're trying to figure out now.
You got to understand the people that you would quote unquote arrest for breaking your laws and building blockchains. You need them to work for you. You need them to work for you. Right.
Suicide squad.
These smart people who you know about suicide this squad. And building this shit to actually work for you if you're a government and want to stay in control and power. Right.
Right. So you say, hey, look, if blockchain technology is the next best thing, we don't care who it is. We need the smartest developers in here to show us how we can tokenize our assets so we don't fall behind and become.
They've already tried to do that, and it does not work. And we know it doesn't work. Hyperledger, right? They got all these DLT. That's their term. Distributed ledger technology, DLT. Right? Right. They like it's anything but blockchain because blockchain is offensive to them. Yeah. So, yes, build us a blockchain.
Well, no, recently. Recently they just hollered out blockchain, you know what I mean? And they mentioned a couple blockchains by name, you know, so it was pretty interesting.
I forgot what I forgot.
But no, you were talking about Hyperledger and stuff too, but I just
Hyperledger,
it's like we're still very early though.
We want you to build our blockchain, but we still want to control it. That's the thing.
Right.
That's the thing. So it really wouldn't be a blockchain, so we gotta call it something else. Distributed ledger technology, right? So, I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't work like Facebook. We're decentralized. Your nodes. It costs $100 million to have a node, like, and there's only 20 nodes, and it's either open or it's either open a public blockchain or it's a private blockchain, and that's it. That's it. There's no real in between, right? So, I mean, you can have 21 validators such as EOS, and EOS has already proven that they're not
decentralized. Anyways. That's not a lot of validators to me. Even 100 to me is not a lot because even 100 nodes is like, you know, usually about 10 of them belong to the to the foundation anyway. So I feel like, but you know, in terms of decentralization altogether, like, to keep it 100 with you, I'm going to be 100. You're probably not going to like this, but I think the word is overused in general. I feel like that's just a buzzword that everybody's throwing out there.
And what word?
Decentralization or even DeFi because
it's a sliding scale.
95% of coins are not truly decentralized in the way that we want them to be decentralized. You know what I mean?
It's a sliding scale.
and
goes
to think
up and
about,
goes down.
Yeah, it goes up and it goes down. And also, like, when you have, like, prominent figures that people kind of look as like a central authority, like when it comes to decentralized networks, it's just all about what the people want and what the people believe. And if there's some belief that people have, like, in this one certain person or one certain developer, like, that's a central authority who holds too much power in that organization. You know what I mean? So people might not like it, you know, but in the long run, it's like Andre is going to have to step away from Wi-Fi in the long run for it to be truly decentralized. Vitalik is going to have to step away from Ethereum in the long run for it to be truly, truly decentralized. You know what I'm saying? And that's what people, I feel like we're just so early. It's not to hate on it or anything, but it's just, we're just so early. We're about 5 years away from where we want to be, you know, when it comes to being decentralized.
And true.
That's why we see the governments fighting early.
Back to the Bitcoin maxis, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Back to the Bitcoin maxis. So what's happening is, and you could be the most sophisticated investor, but the fact that you've built up such a reputation on your particular opinions, and when something comes up that challenges your opinions or may show a flaw in your opinions, and you buckle down, you've made the biggest financial mistake you can, especially if you're a financial investor, because now you're going to stay stuck in that mindset, and the market, it's like being determined to short Tesla stock. I watched those videos. People who have spent the last 10 years trying to short Tesla, and I'm telling you, they're coming out with every excuse in the book.
It's crazy.
All the way to Tesla's a scam. Like, because they built up a reputation, had a community, and all their community is, so they're like a Nazi little tribe at that point. Yeah. Like, and you're gonna invest your way into poverty at that point, because if you can't adapt or see, I'm telling you, like, your audience will eventually start finding out that you're not keeping them up on game, right? And that's one of the things as a social media influencer, such as me and yourself, we try to stay up on game so our audience is up on game.
Yeah,
right.
And you can't fall in love with one project. Like, what happened to all the XRP army?
Bro, I got a comment just today, right? I don't know if you saw it.
Where y'all at? Huh? Because y'all been shilling this coin, and I've been saying, hey, it's okay if you like that coin, but you got to look around, and it ain't moved.
Yeah. I got a comment. So Roots, you're not into the XRP army takeover? What? And I was like, yeah, somebody comment, you're not into the XRP army takeover? And I was like, XRP is a scam. That's it. I put that. And you're like, are you serious? Are you serious? Banks are adopting DLT technology. It's the new hot thing, right? And I put, you clearly do not understand cryptocurrency. Hit me up for the mentorship. That's it. Yeah. Wasn't even going to argue with this. They're bullish because banks are going to adopt DLT, and it's the hot new thing. That was the comment. And I was like, wow, you're somewhere else on another planet. Like, somewhere else on another planet. Wow, you're way off, you know?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, man, like, just, I don't get it. Like, and you know, it's like XRP army, like, man, you already got knocked out by the Link Marines, and they all sleep now too. So, like, you know, I just feel like, don't be falling in love with the coins, man. Look around. Like, there's, you know, you can like Bitcoin and Ethereum and XRP and Tron. Like, you don't have to pick and fall in love. You know?
And we go, well, this is where we get back into psychology.
Mm-hmm.
We're a lonely society. Our lives are spent on social media in all the various forms, and we're lonely. We all want money, but we're missing community. We all, not saying where everybody's different, but the most part as a whole, there's a big gap due to technology, right? And just all types of laws and regulations. So people, what I'm noticing is that people are finding an online community and joining it, and then they're emotionally invested because they bought the bags that the community told them to buy, and now they assume everybody else is still invested. So, I mean, it's like a desperation for belonging, for trying to fit in, for being along, and it ends up hurting you because you no longer are focused. It's another cult. It's all these are tiny little cults.
You see people who jump in these groups and they're just like, yeah, you know, to the moon. I just bought $10,000 worth of this coin. You see other people, well, I just bought $11,000. And the next person, I just bought $50,000. And whoa, you're cool, man. Yeah, ride it out. And I'm like, I hope you got a stop loss in place. Or I hope you know where you're going to sell.
And not just that, it's people with regular 9-to-5 jobs. Mm-hmm. I spent my whole paycheck on Cardano and on the Reddit, right? And there's just like waiting for some upvotes, right? And it's like, yo, bro, that's 2 weeks worth of work. Like, I understand it's still not a lot, but still, that's 2 weeks of your life. And you throwing it all on one project. Like,
I understand taking risks. Waiting for upvotes. I understand taking risk, but not like that, man. Like, you gotta do it in moderation.
I can't tell you how many I spent my whole paycheck on crypto fucking Reddit like tweets.
Bro, right? I've been seeing so many people just crying, bro. Like, literally just
really?
Yeah, bro, they're just like, I lost everything on this coin. You know, like since DeFi was having a nice pump, you know, and it started having its retracement recently, like a lot of people got wrecked on this last retracement.
Bro, this is nothing, bro.
This is
a small flood.
It's not right? nothing. This is like, small flood.
I'm telling you, that's a tsunami coming.
And people went crazy. So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, for some people, it's just like, bro, I seen one dude talking about his wife is trying to divorce him. There was somebody who left a suicide note in one group. I'm just like, bro, why are you guys investing this much money? And it's just like, if you have to invest so much money that you're going to commit suicide if you lose it, it's not your time to invest right now. You need to go back.
Attest to that.
You need to go back to throwing $10 at a time until you get a certain amount. Like, you don't do it.
What I suggest, if because I've been there, right? But I came, you know, everybody, desperation. I understand. Mm-hmm. Desperation, right, is what pushes people, right? Greed greed on one hand, right?
Yeah.
But desperation is another emotion, right? And some people come into this game desperate. And they hear and they see and they get jealous. The jealousy is what drives the greed too, right? Mm. Damn, they made money. Other people, crypto roots, damn, they posting these videos. Damn. Right. And so desperation, jealousy, greed, these is what gets you right back to that suicidal state of mind. So the best thing I suggest anyone to do, obviously take a break from the game.
Right.
Learn a programming language. And learn how to play an instrument. Learn a new language. Learn to speak another language. Learn it. Like, take the time to fall. Just, there's other things in life. And I guarantee you, picking up a new skill, playing music, learning how to read, or I mean, learn another language. All these are things that'll really get you back on your mentality of conqueror, you know? It's to actually do something you never thought you would do. Once you really get wrecked. So that's a little self-help I can say, because I've been there and these things have helped me get back on my feet, right?
Yeah.
What are your suggestions on how to recover from a wreck?
For one, I would say don't ever lose hope. You know, that's the first thing, is like, keep your head up at the end of the day. It's like, you know, if you're getting to the point to where you're feeling real, really emotional about what happened, you know, just remember what's important in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, remember all that stuff. And definitely it's like, hey, you know, learn, you know, once you mess up, you say, you know, I got to get up and learn. It's like when you fall off your bike, you get on it next time. You say, okay, I ain't going to do what just made me fall right now. I'm going to do something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just learn and take it as a learning experience. You know what I mean? Don't take it as a death. You know what I mean? Don't take it as, oh man, I just got murdered out here. You know, I'm done. You know, take it as a punch on the chin, get up, dust yourself off, you know, and, you know, take every experience as a learning experience. You know, that's what anything in life, you know, that's what anything in life for sure. Just take everything as a learning experience and, you know, don't put your whole emotional, everything behind one thing. You know what I mean?
Now, this is another caveat, and this is for the people who aren't necessarily the emotional type, right? Yeah. This is for them. I don't give a fuck whether you just lost money. I don't give a shit. I really don't care. Thank you for your fucking bags, you fucking degenerate fucking traitor. Thanks. I can't wait till there's more of you. I can't, right? Because that's why I jumped in this game, to make money. So somebody's got to make it. If it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally.
Literally, that's the game. Like, what, nobody is losing money. Once you understand that nobody
gives a fuck about your feelings, right, you get back on your feet a lot faster.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, don't be in your feelings, because nobody's losing money. People are taking it from you. You know what I mean? This is easy as being at a dice game and rolling the wrong number. You done. Like, you know, like, that's why you can't be emotional. You have to be psychologically sound, and don't even jump in with your money if you're not ready to hear people say some shit like, hey, bro, hey, you know, appreciate you, love you. I'm trying to take your money. Like, I'm trying to take your money. Like, I appreciate you. Right.
Like a pimp. I just knocked your bitch. Thank you, player. I appreciate it, but your woman's mine now. Thank you.
I love you.
Don't get emotional, but, right? You knew about the pimp game when you got into it.
I'm trying to take your money. So that's why I say, like, it would just disgust me, bro. Like, you jumped in there. You was like, oh, look, I'm finna throw my money into this shit. And the dude that you're throwing money to was like, go ahead and throw everything, baby. You know what I'm saying? Get out there and get my shit. Bring it all home. You know what I mean? As soon as you built up the bag, he was like, I'm finna go knock another one. Like, psh, you know what I mean? So it's like.
And I feel that can help you emotionally heal, get back on your feet faster, knowing that there's no sympathy for you, and you could be the one doing that next time. That's the way
I see it. It's gonna make you smart. It's gonna make you smart. What you need to realize
is,
you
got played. Now you can play the game, right?
Treat it like a competition.
You
got played.
Now you know how to play it.
You know what I mean? Treat it like a competition. When you step on the football field, you know what I mean, somebody hits you super hard, you say, oh man, I gotta hit that food back next time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so that's all it is, man. It's you know, so when you're actually playing a game, you don't go and put your mortgage on the line. You feel me? Like, you don't. That's just something that you don't do. You know?
So, yeah. Absolutely. So, you guys out there, we got your back. Honestly, we do the best we can to keep you guys informed. But please control your excitement. Please control your greed. Just throw $25 at some shit. See how it goes. Things go up, things go down. You can always catch major dips, right? Like,
yeah. So it's like what I did. Patience. It's like you start small. Have patience. Once you start getting into profit, you can feel like, okay, I can get more risky because I'm into a little bit more profit. But start small and build up. You know what I mean? This is not a race. You know what I'm saying? It's not a race at all. So pick up all the knowledge that you can get. And, you know, so you can make the right moves. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I heard I was watching a trading conference or whatever. And the guy said, every trader is about 3 to 8 trades away from having all the money he's ever wanted in his life.
Oh yeah.
Right. 3 to 8 trades. That's all you would ever really need to really. And I was like, I could see that really working out. Mm-hmm. Just 3 to 8 trades. But if you got that down consistently in the row, you're straight, you know?
Bro, there's information on that about Bitcoin. Like, just Bitcoin alone, it's like, if you would have traded from, let's say, what was it? From, I think it was from 2018 until now. If you would have just traded the monthly MACD, then you would be, like, you would have turned, like, $5,000, like, and you would have, like, you know, three times your money. You would have 3 times your money already. But if you just bought that Bitcoin and held it down, you're at the same amount, because Bitcoin was $10,000 a year ago, you know? So it's like, if you would have just, you know, that's why people get scared to move their money. Oh, I know how it is, because I was like that. Once you buy a crypto, once you buy Bitcoin, it's like, it's hard to move it back into another coin or stuff like that. You kind of get like a little of an attachment to it, and you got to say, no, man, like kind of fuck all that. Like, my goal was to get in here to change my financial situation, and I'm gonna do it the smart way. You know what I mean? I'm not finna do it like the stupid way, and I want to do it as soon as possible, but I also want to be smart about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let them know where they can find you.
All right, you can find me on YouTube at Everything Currency. You can find me on Twitter at Everything Currency. Also, you know, like I said, if you want to check out my Telegram groups, you know, it's just a mastermind of people in there working together to try to basically snatch up everybody else's bags, as Roots would say. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we in there trying to do, and we're trying to work together to do it. So hit me up at everythingcurrencycrypto@gmail.com. And, you know, also you can holla at me in Roots for that joint mentorship. Same email address, you know. Yeah, let them know where they can find you at Roots.
So we are looking for some graphic designers. We're going to start getting into the non-fungible token game. So you can join our team. We can start a little co-op. And also we're looking for front-end web designers, right? So because we're both going to have some websites and some different projects. So if you want to join the crew, if you want to be part of the Elon Marley podcast, we're going to break some bread with you. We're going to share some Ethereum. And we can all be a team and work together and take advantage of all these opportunities. So hit us up if you want to join the production team, video editing and whatnot, meme. If you know how to make memes, hit us up, bro, right?
Yeah, so especially the graphic designers. We need graphic designers ASAP, front-end designers, all that. You know, if you're basic, right, if you basically got skills in this game that you think you could provide to the team for me and Roots, hit us up and let us know.
If you got online skills, we're looking for your services. We would like to pay you in Ethereum. Okay.
Hit us up and let us know.
Hit us up. And hit me up for the mentorship, CryptoRoots.pro.